In Afghanistan, talk of peace is in the air. Recent discussions hosted by France have renewed hopes for some sort of reconciliation between the Taliban and the Afghan government of President Hamid Karzai. But after decades of war, many think the prospect of a negotiated peace deal is nothing but talk. NPR's Sean Carberry has our story from Kabul.
The on-and-off peace process has spent most of the last year off due to a set of seemingly irreconcilable differences. Taliban leaders have long rejected peace talks with the Karzai government, saying they will only negotiate with the U.S. The U.S., for its part, says the two sides should negotiate directly. But the mood has changed since an informal meeting last month outside Paris. For the first time, envoys from the Taliban sat at the same table with members of the Karzai-appointed Afghan High Peace Council, as well as other Afghan politicians and members of parliament, including Niloufar Ibrahimi.
It's the first time the Taliban accepted to have two women to join peace talks. This is something very positive, and this is a very strong move toward peace.
Ibrahimi says the Taliban delegates seemed ready to make concessions on the question of women's rights once there's a peace settlement.
The Taliban agreed that women will have the right to work, to study, and to do business, but according to Islamic law.
That's progress in Ibrahimi's view, but she's not fully convinced.
I cannot say that I'm definitely optimistic about this meeting. There might be something that is still hidden behind the curtains.
Malawi Kalamuddin is a former Taliban official and a member of the Afghan High Peace Council.
The most important part of the talks in France was the participation of the Taliban. For the 2 years the Peace Council has been in existence, no one from the Taliban has come to share their views with us.
Kate Clark is senior analyst with the Afghanistan Analysts Network in Kabul.
I think peace is possible here.
She says that one of the main challenges is that there are so many players. The U.S., the other NATO countries, Pakistan, the Taliban, the Afghan opposition, and the Karzai government. And each has its own interests and needs to come away with some sort of victory they can take back to their respective constituencies.
It's messy. It's really messy, and I think to get beyond that requires a level of political seriousness that we have yet to see amongst the big players. Up till now, they've mainly been serious about waging war.
Which explains why the attitude on the Afghan street is subdued. People hunger for peace, but they seem to think that one party or the other won't agree on a deal. Syed Shakib, a 19-year-old student, says he doesn't trust the Taliban. Ahmed, a 43-year-old shopkeeper, says only the U.S. can make peace happen. He doesn't think the Karzai government is looking out for the interests of the Afghan people. Wahid Mujda agrees. He's a former Taliban official who now lives in Kabul.
Afghan government have no idea about this peace, not any plan and agenda about the peace process.
He and others here say a recent plan drafted by the government is a half-hearted effort to exert control over the peace process. Mujda says Taliban leaders have told him they still will not negotiate with Karzai.
We prefer Americans, before they leave Afghanistan, they come and talk to resistance. And we want to reach an agreement with Americans in the future of Afghanistan.
Which circles back to another apparent dead end, since the U.S. says peace talks must be Afghan-led. So while in France the parties agreed there must be peace in Afghanistan, they still can't agree on a roadmap to get there. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
You are listening to All Things Considered.